collective unconscious. Not even by the collective unconscious of a single nation, but that of an entire race. He represents them all. He speaks for all of them. And if he does it shouting, it's because an entire nation, an entire race, is expressing itself through him. On his part, Hitler wrote, "Permanent struggle is the law of life. He who would live must fight." One can assume that he was not thinking uniquely about military matters. His words were influenced by the torturous road that, like many Germans, he had to roam in the difficult first 3 decades of the 20th century. This is not a book about World War II, but about a man, Adolf Hitler. One of the faces and names that still arouse the strongest feelings, repulsion, resentment, and even fanaticism. But one who also had a childhood, and a youth, a father and a mother, and above all, a time when he was born guiltless, like any other human being. It is the road to madness, beginning that day in August of 1934, when he took over absolute power and ordered allegiance and loyalty to him alone, that this book is about. Part 1. Origins. Thus I have drawn the portrait of the young Hitler as well as I can from memory.